today's training is one that is pervading all of Napoleon Hill's content, the content that you have seen and the content that you haven't seen. The definiteness of purpose training involves intentionality. To be intentional or not intentional, that is the question, especially when we're looking at our lives. So much of Napoleon Hill is evolving around that. All right, here we go. The journey towards success starts with a single crucial step, and it's knowing your what, a clarity of purpose, a definiteness of direction, of divine direction. And in Napoleon Hill's 17 principles of success, it all revolves around this concept, whether you're a drifter or not, reminding us that the energy without direction will just create more interference that leads to scattered outcomes. Evidence not being there, evidence contrary to where you want to be, will cause you to quit if you don't have a definiteness of purpose. It is that definiteness of purpose that has to be greater than pain, or you will quit. And the only reason that you don't get to where you want to be or better is because you quit, the lack of commitment. It's not the mistakes that you make. It won't be the setbacks, failures, or avoidances that you have. It's simply the lack of commitment, driven by a definiteness of purpose. When you know why you're doing something, your actions of what you do, say, think, feel, and believe, no matter how challenging, they take on real meaning. And it is that purpose greater than your pain that will continue on in the thousand steps that it takes to get to where you want to be or better. In this training, we're going to explore how to harness these principles alongside an intentional mindset, handset, and heart set to overcome the interference, the reaction to fear, the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, worried, and inaction. The setbacks, failures, and mistakes are nothing. It's when we try to go over it, under it, through it, around it, lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, or deny it, that we get into trouble. Whether you're launching a new venture, scaling an existing one, or simply looking to fulfill your potential, a divine direction with divine purpose, it will act as your North Star, ensuring every step that you take is both productive, fulfilling, passionate, and someday the commissions will follow and be profitable as well. The power of definite purpose allows us to matter. Excessive worrying, interference with us and what already exists, interference and reaction to fear drains us, interferes with two things: an unlimited amount of information and an unlimited amount of energy. And this excessive worrying drains us from that information and energy, the creativity, the focus. Without a definite purpose, your scattered efforts across too many concerns. Conversely, being intentional about applying your why, being a part and parcel and not interference with the information and the energy that we all are part of, not separate from, focuses our time and energy, allowing us to build meaningful momentum. An aggregation, acceleration, a compounding of the outcomes in divine direction, making all of the detours divine, but most importantly, allowing for that divine time, the lapse of time between a problem and a solution. They actually are one. Nothing is separate from the oneness, the holiness of what we have. It's just what lapse of time are you giving it within the meaning that you give it. An entrepreneur who sets out with a clear aim, launches an eco-friendly product line, for example, for budget-conscious families, can quickly evaluate each opportunity, knowing perceived value, bottom line, being able to articulate a quantitative value to exceed what they're asking for, asking themselves, does this partnership or action align with my definiteness of purpose, with what's doing well, what's stable, what I think is doing well? That laser focus that allows harmony turns the potential anxiety into the strategic foresight to our potential. Your purpose isn't a one-time statement. It's not a just more than enough the extra milers. It is an empty miler. It's consistent, persistent in the pursuit of your potential, whether there's evidence or contrary evidence. It doesn't matter. It's a guiding compass for all of us. Just like forming a mastermind alliance, the people you bring around you should support, refine, and strengthen that purpose. Everyone should be able to contribute, which is why we created our private networking group, just a bunch of people that help each other and know people that can help each other, and strengthening our skills, our knowledge, and our desire accordingly, and how we each have strengths and moving our weaknesses to strengths as well by pulling up a seat next to us and having someone pull up a seat next to them. We need to make sure that we're consistently, persistently refining our purpose statement, our definiteness of purpose. We need to spend time, a minimum of time every day, a non-negotiable amount of time, clarifying exactly what you want to achieve and why, either non-negotiably, according to no circumstances will change it, or circumstantially, according to the circumstances of each day, revising and reprioritizing, pre-prioritizing, and post-prioritizing our purpose. Revisit it daily to keep it at the front and forefront of our purpose, of our divine direction, so that we don't lack the commitment in order to facilitate the lapse of time between the problem and the solution. We need to build these success circles. Identify at least three people who share or respect your purpose, or want to help you with, or know people that can help you with your purpose. Initiate regular check-ins or form a mastermind to exchange ideas and hold each other accountable. That's why we do so many masterminds, VIP dinners, holding courts, all the different things we do, the meetups that we do all around the world, over 200 a year, to facilitate the sharing and the respect, the curiosity, collaboration, and coordination of like minds towards a definite purpose. No drifters allowed. That's why we curate the rooms the way we do. Be a part of it. Set an immediate target for yourselves according to the circumstances of the day. Whether or not the evidence or contrary evidence exists, define this short-term, concrete, definite purpose to complete this mini product prototype, for example, in 2 weeks, or whatever solution, product, service you are trying to pursue the potential of. Celebrate the mini wins to sustain the momentum, to infuse the why into the mission, and the commissions will follow. We need to recognize, acknowledge the actual cost of unintentional living. When we look at the definiteness of purpose according to circumstances each day in the divine direction, changing the detours to divine and allowing for the divine time, the lapse of time between a problem and a solution, strategic foresight is extremely valuable and quantifiable. But the paralyzation of non-prioritization, the anxiety that hinders our decision-making, is extremely costly. If you don't channel your efforts intentionally by what you do, say, think, feel, and believe, you're risking turning every potential challenge into an insurmountable worry, anxiety, separation, and interference. With applied faith, applied why, you trust that the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential, backed by a clear definiteness of purpose, will yield results better than I think I want. Understanding that we don't know what we don't now know in our divine direction creates divine detours and allows divine time to show us what's better for us according to the circumstances of the day in our human experience, leveraging the infinite information and the infinite energy that's available to us that we are all part of. Consider a small business owner who's obsessed with potential new competitors, for example. They're so distracted by the hypothetical threat that they ignore the ways to go the empty mile for existing customers, to manage and develop the vision, to create go-no-go plans, to facilitate the three no rule. There's a lack of definiteness and purpose that ultimately erodes customer loyalty and stalls growth when we allow comparison to be a theft of joy. Our job is to provide and to articulate the provision of value greater than we're asking for, and to learn if somebody's doing it better than us, how we can do it better. Make ourselves equal, for example, then make ourselves better. Not knock down the competition or worry about it. Faith in your definiteness of purpose, your plan, replaces all interference, all anxious speculation, with confidence and comfortability to step forward. When you know your destination or better, the extra effort, the consistent, persistent effort, rather than a random extra mile where you go the extra mile every once in a while and you use that to justify why you're not where you want to be. Tons of kids study Spanish 15 hours on a Sunday night and don't get an A on Monday. No students study 15 minutes a day and don't get an A. Be a consistent, persistent pursuit person with definite purpose. Apply your why. Number one, identify your top interference. Use the clues and the patterns of the need to be right, need to be offended, need to be separate, need to be anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, inferior, superior, whatever it may be. Identify the clues and the patterns in how we react to these fears and write down the specific concerns about the lack of skills, knowledge, or desire that you may have in comparison to your potential, not other people's potential, not what other people want for you, not what other people are doing. Note how each of these interferences, these reactions to fear, relates or doesn't relate to your definiteness of purpose, and align it with what's doing well, what's stable, and what you think is doing well. It allows you to shift your why, to apply your why and apply your faith for each of these interferences, reactions to fear that create small interferences, and utilizing purposeful action to address it. Remind yourself daily that my faith in this purpose outweighs my fear, that my purpose outweighs the pain to continue the consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential, even when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to me getting to where I want to be or better. Choose an empty mile activity. Each week, make sure that you have your non-negotiable behaviors that you do every day, 7 days a week, 1 day a week, 3 days a week. It doesn't matter. Each week, pick a non-negotiable that adds more value to your customers, stakeholders, partners, associates, friends, etc., than they expect. Manage and develop that vision with the go-no-go plan to facilitate that, to create a plan that is open-minded, open-hearted, and open-handed to allowing people to change their mind. Because we know time, emotion, and value changes the minute we come to an agreement with other people. And we need to create a platform that allows us to change our mind, allows us to say no, that time, emotion, and values changes. Why put it into a vacuum? Unless there is some legal requirement or regulation that requires us to define it with a commitment that is not negotiable to time, value, and emotion. Focus on alignment with your core purpose, that mission, that divine direction, not some random overexertion called the extra mile. It is the empty mile that gets you there. Study Spanish 15 minutes a day, not 15 hours on a Saturday. And if we do this, lesson number three, within the context of intentional versus unintentional, negotiable versus non-negotiable, in the realm of Napoleon Hill's definiteness of purpose, we need to build this intentional mindset. Don't be a drifter. 98% of the people on earth live their lives like tubes, food in, food out, drifting, wondering why they never get to where they want to be or better. Because you're drifting, because you're not intentional, and you're not open-minded, open-hearted, and open-handed. And so you use the randomness of drifting and your arrogance and ignorance not to get you to where you want to be or better. Trusting that the future solutions will emerge and motivate your actions today, not justify inaction. Prioritization, pre-prioritization, post-prioritization is the antidote to procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. When you operate in a definiteness of purpose with intention, anchored into an optimism through gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability, with the initiative to direct your energy by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing what's most valuable right now, according to either the non-negotiable behavior, which is non-circumstantial, doesn't matter what the weather is, the interest rates are, or the delays are, or it is circumstantial, then we get that alignment with that right now. An example of this is I deal with a lot of sales managers who invest in their team's development, trainings, workshops, all types of different content. Instead of waiting for the perfect hire, reaps higher performance and loyalty, or positive mental attitude and personal initiative drive intentional growth. We need to provide values, daily practices, execution models to empower those people with skills, knowledge, and develop the desire. If we pick the people that have the highest basement for the roles and responsibilities that we need to fill, and then fuse the delta, the desire, we will maximize the performance and loyalty, the engagement, the productivity, accessibility, the gratitude, the passion, the purpose, and the profitability. Guaranteed. Intentionality is not passive. It's an active choice of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and being, believing in alignment with where we want to be or better, to create a prioritization to bring your best self, a pleasing, harmonious personality to each task, to learn to love each task. Whether you like it or love it, you learn to love the task that you don't like or love, and you learn to love the people that you don't like or love, and you learn to love the incidents and the events and the situations that you don't like or love. Every conversation and challenge now is fueled with gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and optimism to fuel the definiteness of purpose. If you conduct a purposeful alignment everyday review by looking and utilizing your calendar to be a student of your calendar, to say, here's the activities that are non-negotiable, 8 hours of sleep, an hour on my health minimum, an hour with my family minimum, an hour on my finance, a time on my relativity study, my time study. All of these different things are an alignment of purpose each day, either as a non-negotiable, as the ones aforementioned, or a negotiable according to the circumstances of each day, utilizing my calendar as the platform in which to effectuate the productivity, accessibility, and gratitude of all my activities in order to have definite purpose of my activities of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned with where I want to be or better, and deciphering through clues and patterns what I'm doing to interfere with it. Since I'm already part of it, I'm not going to get it. I'm just interfering with it. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? Not going to get it. List out a prioritization, a pre-prioritization, a post-prioritization of the activities that are aligned either negotiably or non-negotiably according to the circumstances of the day. Ask yourself, how does each one of my activities of what I'm doing, saying, thinking, feeling, or believing bring me closer to my definiteness of purpose? Is it aligned with my divine direction? Is it overcoming, outselling, lying, manipulating, or cheating? Or is it simply stopping in the struggle to shorten the distance of resistance through wisdom and faith that we create the lapse of time between the problem and the solution? Purpose is the accelerant of the diminishment of that resistance. Eliminate or delegate non-aligning tasks to others. Utilize your time in the divine purpose, in the divine direction, in the divine detour, and especially the divine time. When we initiate this with gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability in the optimistic positivity, we begin each day with a meditation, a quick mindset check, utilizing, I suggest, your calendar or some sort of notation of time in order for us to have a gratitude reflection. Notating, the fastest and easiest way to impact our lives, the cheapest and least expensive way to impact our lives, is to utilize grateful reflection of saying thank you. Thank you before we go to bed, and thank you when we wake up, in order to initiate the positivity that sets a tone of optimism through gratitude, forgiveness of the perceptions of what I think other people think or what they think I think. Knowing that there's no way they know what I think and there's no way I know what they think, I need to forgive myself each day for my perceptions of thinking I know what they're thinking. Making purposeful action more natural, harmonious. Understanding definite purpose is part of a whole, not an exception to the rule. Share your missions and you'll be able to share your commissions. Integrate your purpose into all of the conversations. Collaborate, coordinate according to your mission. Mine, to empower over 1 billion people by teaching them how to live in abundance in a world of more than enough of everything, to make more money, to help more people, and to have more fun. Invite feedback and suggestions and questions on collaborations that may refine and reinforce your divine direction. Utilizing a mastermind to do so, utilizing the Napoleon Hill Institute, utilizing this collaboration is the best and most efficient, effective way to do so. The next lesson within the definiteness of purpose, utilizing intention versus unintention, the non-negotiables versus negotiable, sustaining this energy, which is called momentum. When we sustain or grow energy, it's called momentum, and it allows us to quantifiably measure our success. Knowing that everything happens slowly and then all of a sudden. That's how momentum works. It doesn't just keep growing, growing, and growing. There's 3 steps forward, 5 steps back, 10 steps forward, 4 steps back. There's slippery steps, dirty steps, broken steps. Some steps are higher, some steps are lower, but we know there's so many steps that we have to get until we get to where we want to be or better. And it is sustaining momentum that things will happen slowly and then happen all of a sudden. Developing resilience to have commitment through present focus strategies, definiteness of purpose ensures that you don't lose steam when obstacles arise, which they will every day. It's shortening the distance of resistance between the obstacles and the solutions, which are actually one. But we live in the human experience. We live in linear time, and we are not capable or aware of the oneness between problems and solutions. So we create a gap of a lapse of time and repeat those until that time is diminished into oneness and the solution becomes what used to be the problem. You build on small victories, letting each success reaffirm the definiteness of purpose and make the pre-prioritization, post-prioritization, prioritization necessary in order to facilitate the aggregation, acceleration, and compounding impacts that it has in your life. Making it simpler to navigate all of the problems and challenges, setbacks, and solutions in an unwavering enthusiasm in theos with God as an expression of God, notated and defined as genius, and with discipline to consistently do it every day in the empty mile, not the extra mile, studying Spanish 15 minutes a day to get the A. So many marketing consultants that I work with, for example, set revenue targets. They call it accurate thinking. It tracks progress weekly in a form of self-discipline. It maintains high morale by celebrating a new contractor, which represents enthusiasm. Even if the campaign flops, they learn from adversity, which is Success Principle 13 of Napoleon Hill, to refine their next approach. In the realm of accurate thinking, self-discipline, enthusiasm, and utilizing, we learn lessons, and lessons keep on coming till we learn them, Success Principle 13, we then have divine direction, divine detour, and divine time. Purposeful action becomes a habit when you consistently apply these principles and you stay focused on what matters most by prioritizing, post-prioritizing, prioritizing a measure of success, a quantifiable measure, utilizing time to adapt with losing sight of your overall mission, never attaching your emotions to an outcome or the conditions. They will follow. You need to define different key performance indicator, KPIs, to align what's doing well, what's stable, what you think is doing well, your skills, your knowledge, and desire. Align each KPI with your definiteness of purpose of what you're doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing according to monthly revenue, client retention rate, brand reach, awareness, engagement, et cetera, et cetera. Track them at regular intervals to maintain control of your progress, not your perfection. Schedule weekly, bi-weekly, daily purpose reviews. Utilize and be a student of the calendar. Assess all of what you deem or perceive to be victories, setbacks, and next steps. Ask yourself, which principle from Napoleon Hill can I apply to my why to enhance my momentum in the consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential? Celebrate all that's celebratable, the micro victories along the way to increase the energy and decrease the interference. Recognize each step forward as fuel for continued enthusiasm. Reinforce the positive habit loop, the infinite loop, so success becomes part of the whole. It becomes the formula itself. Napoleon Hill's 17 principles of success revolve around the cornerstone of definiteness and purpose. Of the non-negotiable and the God-negotiable behaviors, and according to the circumstances of each day, in the human experience, part of the infinite experience, part of an infinite amount of information and energy that we interfere with each day. utilizing linear man-made constructive time to shorten the distance of resistance through wisdom and faith, the lapse of time that exists between solution and problem, which are one in the one of the infinite. The crystal clear reason you do what you do, say what you say, think what you think, believe what you believe, and feel what you believe. When you harness these principles of Napoleon Hill and blend them with the proactive, intentional mindset, you transform the interference, need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, and worried into a strategic divine direction, giving you the purpose to overcome the divine detours and pain and struggles and setbacks, and allowing divine time to shorten that distance of resistance. Remember, excessive worrying, interference drains energy, creativity, and focus. It is the strategic harmony of foresight that is so valuable when we pre-prioritize, prioritize, post-prioritizing, and allowing ourselves not to procrastinate, not to feel overwhelmed with the paralyzing anxiety that hinders our decision-making, the interference between us and what already is. Trusting that the future solution will emerge in awareness that will motivate our actions today and not justify the inactions. To not be an extra miler, but an empty miler each and every day. Don't use, I studied 15 hours on a Saturday to justify why you didn't get the A. Work 15 minutes a day with definite purpose. Definiteness of purpose is more than a motivational catchphrase. It's the foundation of everything you hope to achieve by doing, saying, thinking, and feeling aligned in that divine direction, realigning a divine detour, and utilizing divine time. By aligning Napoleon Hill's time-tested principles with an intentional present-focused strategy, you'll transform your hesitation and overwhelmed interference into a deliberate definiteness of purpose to get to where you want to be or better. Obstacles, setbacks, failures, and mistakes become opportunities for growth, not reasons to give up. Keep your vision in constant view. Do say, think, feel, and believe in that divine direction. All detours will create its own divinity and allow for divine time to celebrate each and every small step, win, or victory. Stack up the W's, minimize the L's, and remember, the real magic lies in doing it now. 100% of the things you do now get done. 100% of the things you do now get done. If you know what to do now, know what to do next, you'll be the most efficient, effective, and statistically successful person in the pursuit of their potential. Day in and day out, enjoying what you don't like or love or other people don't like or love, consistently every day, persistently without quit in the pursuit of your potential. Take what you've learned here, apply it. Apply your why consistently. Watch the mission unfold in those divine detours into better than where you wanted to be. Success is never about luck. There's a mathematical equation of luck. What you pay attention to and have definite purpose with intention will equal the coinciding, the coincidences, the outcomes, the consequences, and results that you desire or better. It's about living each principle with this definite purpose in order to get to where we want to be or better. This has been the Napoleon Hill Institute weekly training. Definite purpose training, intentional versus unintentional training. If you would like the guide or you would like any of the exercises that I discussed, email me directly, david@dmeltzer.com. All right, everyone, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.